truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. By the way, that was Bob Tuscan, wasn't it? What's happened to this deranged guy? Has he switched drugs or something? And that's all he's got to do? He's got that much time in his hands to call up and make prank calls. What the hell's wrong with this guy? No wonder his wife divorced him. He's nuts. Jeez. I'm sorry. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statler. It's the 19th day of September 2019. Mark Anderson, how are you, sir?
Oh, pretty well. I've had those kind of moments, too. Wait, I'm hosting a show. I better watch what I say just a tiny bit.
Gosh. Well, there's a guy that used to be on the network, and he thinks it's fun to call up and harass people that are trying to do some serious work. I mean, wow. I'm just flabbergasted.
I guess it's a form of flattery in a twisted way, though. You know, he of all the people he could have bothered, John, he decided to bother you.
Well, bless his little heart. Bless his little Jewish heart.
Could be. You know.
I had a Jewish fellow that just called in from New York. A serious guy. He wanted to discuss serious issues, and we had a nice conversation. See,
wonderful.
The ability to communicate with people is, you don't insult them.
Usually.
Well, speaking about stuff that's off kilter, I was not able to make it up to Branson, Missouri for the little conflab that they had. And I discovered through you it wasn't such a little conflab. And my spidey sense gave me indication to the point where I actually called Vince Finelli and I said, look, we're going to get on to Branson. This is going to be a 3-day yippee-ki-yay for us. I said, I got a sneaking suspicion that there's going to be some stuff discussed there that ain't really, how should I say, right? So you went up there. You took this long drive. You're down south of San Antonio, aren't you?
Yeah, except that I ventured from Michigan during my summer break in Michigan, seeing my mom and my son and some others up here. So I went down to Branson, if down makes sense.
Okay.
Or maybe it was over. Me and a friend, and he really was more curious than I. He said, come along, Mark. You got to see this thing. And I looked at the roster and the topics, and I thought, well, it is intriguing. I needed to kind of recharge my batteries. We had some other things to tend to, so I went ahead and checked it out. And there were, two or 3,000 people there, probably 2,500 to 3,000 at a large auditorium in downtown Branson, September 13 through 15, and it was called the True Legends Conference. Last year it was about transhumanism. This year it was about ufology or the UFO question. And this is where a number of the speakers, some more than others, decided that they needed to color outside the lines, and color outside the lines much more than you would typically expect at a Freedom Movement event. I mean, we all color outside the lines a little bit because sometimes it's necessary to almost slightly exaggerate just to make your point, what they call hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
But this is asking us to accept a lot of things and a lot of very questionable and nebulous matters, and the burden of proof is squarely on the shoulders of the presenters.
Well, and I talked a little bit about this, that people that have a certain footprint out there, notoriety, brand name, give it a title, give it a name, I don't care, that people look at them and they think they're established and they're trustworthy because they really didn't do anything that was out of the orbit here, so to speak, that was too egregious. Okay, and as you said, sometimes there's a tendency to walk outside and color outside those lines. But when Steve Quayle, I heard that Steve Quayle was helping to put this thing on. I know Steve. Steve is a very interesting individual. I mean, he's got his take on, and you put it, pre and post what?
Oh, pre and post millennial. Not all Christians are end times revelations, rapture Christians. Some are, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
And this was across the board, this was the end times version, the end times eschatology, as they call it, of Christianity. The idea of Armageddon, the final battle, and all that. Others say that prophecy was already fulfilled, especially through the book of Matthew,
mm-hmm.
and that Jesus already spoke of things that would be fulfilled in the reasonably near future from when he lived. And so there are very divergent views on the end times. And all of this was all of one view. It was all the catastrophism. It was all the cataclysmic end times rapture view of the end of history and the end of the world. So there wasn't any pluralism in that area. There wasn't any variability. It was all one point of view. Now, that's okay, except that Catholics and Protestants will disagree on that, but even within the Protestant movement, there's disagreement on some of that. So Catholics tend not to be so, Armageddon-oriented. Protestants tend to be more so, but then there are Protestants that are not Armageddon-oriented or are not so heavily into the end times thing. And then there are those, especially the evangelicals, that tend to be more into the rapture.
Well,
where there's...
And look, Mark, there has been the dispensationalists that have been preaching for a long time. And what nobody does is, okay, this guy, end times, they're making predictions. Okay, things are lining up, and here's the end time. This has happened over and over and over and over again throughout the years, throughout the centuries, throughout the millennium. This has been a doctrine that's been preached. You know, we're being judged. You haven't followed the golden rule, and you're all going to die.
Yeah, there's a number of things. I mean, to kind of cut to the chase a little bit on the True Legends Conference, what's significant here is not only was it all the end. Excuse me, had a carbonated drink. Not only was it all the end times eschatology, but it was merged or commingled with ufology or UFOs. And one of the things was there was a speaker named, excuse me, let me get some water, a speaker named Tim Alberino, and he spoke of a galactic war that happened, excuse me, boy, prior to the creation of Adam and Eve, according to the book of Genesis, a pre-Adamic war, and that galactic war was, and I'm being a little general here, I'm not an expert on these things, you hear all this information one time, very broad brushstrokes, and it's hard to take it all in. But the idea was this galactic war would then consummate at the end of history as sort of the new version of the end times. The new version of the, Armageddon, you might say. So the galactic war started before Adam and Eve and has yet to consummate, and there's going to be this final battle against God and man. And, these are huge, broad brushstrokes. This is a lot to take in. And there's a lot of details, and there's biblical references, some of which sound like they have credibility, some of which are more questionable. I'm trying to be fair here. But they're putting out a narrative here that is a huge add-on to not only Christianity, but then they commingle ufology and Christianity, end times Christianity. They commingle ufology and end times Christianity with the New World Order. And then you get what Mike Adams talked about, putting aside what Tim Alberino talked about for a minute with the Galactic War before Adam and Eve, and then the Galactic War yet to consummate against God and man. That's Tim Alberino. Now you got Mike Adams saying that the New World Order elite that we commonly think of, whether they're Bilderbergers, CFR, Trilats, Zionist elements, some talk about Jesuit elements, all of it very intriguing, you know, some things more factual than others, but that man-centered human tyranny is actually just a group of collaborators that are really working for a alien tyranny, a alien elite. So
this alien elite, what they have been doing to the environment, it's a basically terraforming, and they're setting it up for the alien invasion.
Correct. That the degradation of our world that we see is more coordinated and more planned and detailed than we realize, and it has a purpose, and that purpose is to make the world less hospitable for human beings and more hospitable to the alien elite, which is really who's in control of the earthly elite that we're familiar with and that we've talked about for a long time and identified as the New World Order.
How many speakers were there?
Oh, without counting, I would say, let me see, about 5 a day. So let's just say 13 to 15.
Okay.
It's safe to say a dozen, but yeah, around 14, 12 to 14.
Well, based on that, let me see. I'm doing some quick calculating here on the Calcapuker. So let's just say there was an honorarium paid. If there were 3,000 people there and $125 a pop, that's $375,000. Now, let's just say they were extravagant and they're set up and, you know, the airfares and the nice rooms and paid meals and all of that. Say it cost them $125,000 to put this thing on. That still leaves a cool $250,000. And if they split this, which I doubt very much, they split it with all the speakers, each speaker would receive roughly $16,666. Gotta love that number. So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, number one, I expressed my concern with this, and I was very upfront with you before. I was upfront with this audience. I'd seen what Mike Adams, Health Ranger, was talking about. I read his articles, saw that he was going to Branson, Missouri, saw Steve Quayle was there, and I looked at this, and my spidey sense went off. And I'm very glad that you were the one that went up there to witness the goings-on, because I have learned one thing from you. You're not going to color outside the lines. If you are basing an opinion, you will say so. If you're reiterating facts or presenting facts, you will say so. In other words, I trust your judgment. You've been here for a number of years, and you've seen a lot of stuff. And you've, as a journalist, you have gotten this feeling. Although, I also might add that I have seen you, and I've followed you. You sat, probably, correct me if I'm wrong, you sat in those presentations, taking notes, blah, 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 listening to their words, paying close attention, so you understand what they were truly talking about. Am I incorrect in that assumption?
No, you're not incorrect. Yeah, I listened to everything I could. There was a couple shorter ones that
I was looking for an affirmative on that. I'm not done with my point. Hang on, Mark.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
the answer
this,
is yes.
This is why I was so glad that you were going to be there. Because I saw this thing coming, and I thought, something isn't right here. I had a personal conversation with Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz has been around for years. And we know Jeff Rentz has had his site up for more than 2 decades. There's a lot of people that go there for news and information. But he's also been one that adamantly says that, yes, aliens are real and they have visited the Earth and blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, look, if that's, okay, let's entertain the idea that for a minute that's true. When you have, what are you doing with your site? Well, that's to impart people with information. I said, okay. So Joe Blow, dumb from Kokomo, comes into your site, looks at the information, and then he starts reading about aliens and crop circles and whatever else. I said, what in a person's eye, if they're really a critical thinker, what kind of impression do you think that leaves on the individual? Well, I firmly believe it. And he retrenched himself with, hey, you know, I believe this. And I'm not arguing with you here. You believe what you want to believe. I'm just checking you and checking why you believe it. Okay, I get it. I don't doubt that you believe what you're saying. But again, what the hell are these guys doing? The only thing that I can think of right now, it's a bad batch of one of three possibilities here. And I'm sorry to be so harsh, but folks, I look at things with a critical eye. It's either about cashing in, about making some money, or it's a deliberate attempt to disinform people and take them down the wrong path, or, and this is also a possibility, to draw people in, presentment of factual information, but the proverbial carrot on the string is, yeah, it's aliens, come on in, you watched X-Files. Those are my only three possibilities that I can think of.
Yeah, it's hard, after having seen the program, to come down firmly in any one of those three possibilities, except to say again that you're taking biblical and geopolitical narratives and you're putting these extra dimensions into them. and these dimensions require the audience to believe a great deal more than they're already believing, that they already have figured out about how the world works. And the danger, the question is right when I believe the alternative media is beginning to make some serious headway,
bingo,
which is right now.
Bingo.
And in some ways that's enhanced by some of the things Donald Trump has done and said. In other ways, it's not enhanced by what President Trump has done and said, but there are some linkages there. Trump has been something of a boost to the freedom movement, if only inadvertently. But the mass media cartel, what I used to call the mainstream media, I now call them the mass media cartel, they've been pushed back on their heels. The globalists have been, to a degree, pushed back on their heels. The populist uprisings in the world, while imperfect, probably some of them infiltrated, have made some headway. Many of the people are genuine, maybe not all of them, but the New World Order is definitely sinking down a bit. It's definitely depleting a little bit. Maybe it's gradual, maybe it's not huge, but it is depleting. And right at this time, it's very difficult, or it's very hazardous, I guess you'd say, to get into these extrapolations and these extra dimensions that have a lot of nebulosity to them and a lot of questions and a lot of credibility questions. It's risky to get into that now and risk discrediting the progress that we have so painfully made at this juncture.
Well, I am dismayed. I'm a little bit angry, majorly disappointed. And Mark, you're right. You know, the alternative media, we're going to take hits. We've taken hits for a number of years.
And terrible.
And I understand the opposition and why they're doing it. I'm not forgiving them, but at least I understand it and why they're doing it. But to be, and I can think of no other way of putting this, Mark, to be self-inflicting yourself with wounds. Who in the hell are they appealing to? What is the message that they're taking away? If I have a captured audience, I'm going to give them the rudimentary things on how things should work, the way they were designed to work, what has gone wrong with that, who has maybe been part of making it dysfunctional. but I'm going to give them, I'm not going to reach to the heavens here for the mere fact of placating somebody or entertaining them.
Independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are back talking with Mark Anderson that went up to Branson, Missouri to attend the True Legends. So by the title, they're selling the people, the presenters. And then over, a three-day period, people came in, listened to a number of, might have been as many as 15 speakers. And now we've melded religion and geopolitics and the New World Order, along with aliens that are here to terraform and take over the Earth. Seriously? I am going to think about this, but I'm going to send Mr. Adams. I can no longer trust the guy. Okay, when you do something this egregious, there's a fault with your judgment process, or there's ulterior motives to doing what you're doing. But I'm looking at the end result of this. And I'm going to send him a nice little email. And I'm not going to post any more of his stories. I won't refer to, Mr. Adams on this program anymore. In my book, the guy's done and cooked. He's done it to himself. He shot himself. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is unfortunate because how many times have I said this, Mark? We have limited resource and limited time. There's a whole lot to work through. There's much to discuss. And what I see this as is just a way to cash in on people's vulnerability. Let me put it to you this way, Mark. If people fall for that conference, they'll fall for anything. And that's been the problem. There has not been a standard of which people have stuck with and said, you know, it's either or. It's either yes or no. Either we have a republic or a democracy. Either we have a people for and by the people, a form of government, guaranteed rights that were granted by God, not by the politicians. We either have to pick a standard and stick with it or not. And I find this to be the most egregious. You know, like other hosts, and I won't mention names, that mysteriously leave out certain elements that, you know, it's important, but they'll stay away from those elements. And I find that highly disturbing as well. By the way, I've got Glenn in Philly back that has a specific question. Glenn in Philly, go ahead. You're up.
Hello, John. Hello, Mark. Actually, just a couple points of clarification. I have a formal educational background in this stuff, and I'm intimately familiar with all these the doctrines of these fellows.
Okay, back up here. Okay, your qualifier is you have a formal background in what?
I have a BA in Biblical Studies with a minor in Psychology. I went to seminary and dropped out. I actually re-educated as a registered nurse because for a wide variety of reasons.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
Yeah. The overarching, just to square off the timeline in 20 seconds, Mark, you're very right. Timothy Alvarino is sort of a separate thing. Most Christians begin, you know, the timeline with the creation in Genesis and the fall of Adam and Eve and that sort of thing. And an Alvarino is, you know, his line of thinking is squares up with a guy named Dake from the Dake's Bible and stuff like that. That's all the pre-Adamic stuff. So that's separate. The overarching division in Christianity on this eschatological stuff is whether a group is millennial or amillennial. Catholics, Lutherans, Presbyterians, mainstream Protestants are traditionally amillennial. They believe in a return of Christ, but they believe that there's a culmination of history at the time of the return of Christ, and then God's kingdom starts. The dispensationalists are millennialists, but they're the ones who believe in the return of Christ in the sky at the rapture, the seven-year tribulation period, the return of Christ to the earth where he lands on the earth and rules from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. At the end of the 1,000 years, the devil is loosed, and then you have your great cataclysmic battle, and then the new heaven and new earth and all that sort of thing. So that's the thumbnail timeline. The overarching belief, when you look at the evil stuff, Steve Quayle calls his outfit Gen 6, which is reference to Genesis 6, which is where the story is of the angels, the fallen angels who fell with Lucifer, who became the Satan, the adversary, taking wives of the daughters of men and having these hybrid, that everything revolves around this hybridization, this production of hybrids between angels and humans.
Yeah.
And that's who they believe the aliens are. The aliens are fallen angels, not from another planet. They're transdimensional fallen angels. And then they produce these giants, the Nephilim, the Anakim, the Rephaim, stuff like that.
You know, I haven't seen too many giants. I've seen the, the Tutsis that most of them are like 6'5", 7 foot. I've seen that. But Glenn, where's the population here of
That's L.A. Marzulli's Ballywick. That, if you're looking for intriguing pictures and archaeological stuff and everything, that's Steve's buddy L.A. Marzulli, who does all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Mark, did you by any chance catch a session Sunday morning with Dave Hodges, Steve Quayle, and a guy named Paul Bagley on stage?
Yes, I did. Looks like we're coming up on the break at the bottom of the hour, but I did catch that final discussion. That is correct, yes.
All right, hold on a second. Glenn, stay right there. I didn't know that my old nemesis, Dave Hodges, was up there. Here's the guy that put the kibosh to this network expanding. Then had the nerve to call me one day just to check on me to see how I was.
Really? You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
We are back. By the way, Mark, Glenn, hang on. Mark, I just did some quick calculating here. They took in $375,000, and say the honorariums cost $125,000. That leaves $250,000. You know how many years I could operate this network for that amount of money that they took in? 21 years. 21 of the next years in our future, I could fund this network with that amount of money.
And that's not counting live streaming fees. I think there was a small fee for whoever wanted to watch it live stream.
Well, yippee-ki-yay for them. Hooray for them.
I meant to list, I was going to get to that Dave Hodges was among the speakers, along with Dr. Michael Lake, Steve Quayle, Tim Alberino, L.A. Marzulli, that the caller mentioned. And I appreciate the caller kind of laying the basic groundwork for what they believe. You know, if it was just a UFO conference about different ideas about the universe and the earth and all that,
and maybe even weaving
it a little bit with biblical matters. But when you bring in geopolitical matters and you say that this is the only way of looking at it and that this supersedes all other views on the New World Order.
You're defeated before you even started because you're dealing with aliens with obvious technological advances that they could destroy us in a New York second. So what's the sense of resisting?
What would have been more interesting in a way would have been a more diverse panel of speakers where someone would have maybe refuted or offered other points of view or counterpoints.
They didn't invite me and they didn't invite you, did they?
Right. And so it was all the same kind of Christianity. It was all the same view on that in ufology, UFO studies. It was all of one view and one worldview. And as opposed to getting a little more pluralism to where someone might have spoken more practical matters, you know.
Glenn, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you were going to say?
They're not interested in pluralism. Their goal is essentially evangelistic. They think they've got a lock on this, and therefore people want to present their views when they think they're right. And ultimately, this supposedly is all about leading people to Christ. And what you said about the power, John, well, they would say that the holy presence of the Holy Spirit in the church is the restraining force in the world, which I actually agree with. I am a Christian, but I'm having huge problems with this.
Glenn is, as an atheist, even admitted to me, and he didn't believe in God and he didn't believe in the devil. After a couple hour conversation with this guy, he admitted to me, he said, look, he said, the Ten Commandments of the Bible, that's not a bad way for people to lead their lives. In other words, what he was telling me is that ethics and truthfulness and morality has a purpose, and that is the oil that takes the friction out of life.
And the Christians and Jews would say that yes, obeying the commandments of God makes life better here. But they're also interested, in supposedly equipping people for the afterlife, for eternal life. Mm. But I'm having huge problems with this fellow Bagley. You talk about money. I mean, his latest thing is he sells 12 ounce bags of coffee for $23, which comes out to $30.67 a pound, and that better be some darn good coffee for $30.67 a pound.
Wow!
And this Bagley, I've been listening to him. I've got his shtick down. He's a cross. He does this screaming thing. He screams and yells. He's sensationalistic. He has severe English language skills deficits. He has about an 8th grade vocabulary. He can't sound out words and pronounce them. He gets all kinds of stuff wrong. He employs sensationalism and hype constantly. He does his calling card is.
But it's memorizing and it's entertaining. I've yet to see a quiet carny barker. Have you?
John. Yeah, exactly. I called him that very thing. He's a carnival barker. You, sir, you look like an intelligent man. Step right here. Guess the weight. See the, Yeah, he's a cross between the old screaming comedian Sam Kinison, the talk show host. Yes, that's it. Yeah. That's what he does.
Gotcha.
Are you serious? His calling card is, are you serious? Are you serious? He yells it constantly.
Okay, Glenn, calm down. All right. Hey, I appreciate your input. Were you at that conference?
No.
All right.
No.
Well.
I'm familiar, like I said, familiar with the whole shtick. But it's almost cult-like. I mean, Paul Bagley will scream. He said one show recently he screamed, I am the Oracle of God. I am the Oracle of God. 2 times. And he has, profound illiteracy problem.
Okay, I got that. All right.
Glenn? Okay, got it. All right. Well, listen, thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me chime in. Thank you. God bless.
You can tell he's vested in this. What exactly did the Dave Hodges cover there, Mark? Do you remember?
Well, he was involved as the caller suggested in the final discussion with Steve Quayle and with Paul Bagley, who's from West Lafayette, Indiana, that preacher. And Dave Hodges was a little more down to earth. He spoke about the liberals, the leftists, the Marxists, Donald Trump. He wasn't quite so far out there as the others. And I know that he's posted a number of things that are informative and factual. But again, so has Mike Adams, and I respect him for the good work they've done. It's just that everything has taken a very sharp turn in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. And this is a very sharp turn, much like the roads around Branson, uphill, downhill, steep hills, blind alleys, hairpin curves. Well, they took these sharp turns metaphorically and literally, and the burden of proof is on them. And there's a new geopolitical narrative that's, you know, possibly coming out of this, that you can't put the toothpaste back in the bottle or back in the container. And once the toothpaste is out, it's out. And are we going to like what we're going to see? Is it going to be useful in winning back our freedoms? Is it going to be practical? And I want to add that I was hoping for something, some component of the conference that was a little more practical. Right now, if with some good effort, we can beat 5G, because 5G is a major step forward for the surveillance state and the new world order.
And that's why it's there. They're depending on this stuff, because all the AI and all the fast speeds that they're going to need to make all this stuff operate efficiently, yeah, they need 5G and beyond. All right, let me go back to the phones here. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello. I'm not articulate enough and to be able to concisely present the experience of Bill Cooper so far as aliens and outer space stuff, but I bet Mark can do it very succinctly. And I think that kind of defeats pretty much the whole attempt to what they're trying to do, which I think is horrible. And then let me just have one last other thing I wanted to say and then get put back with Mike. I sure wish that there'd be a great emphasis on people memorizing just an outline of the parts of the 10 Bill of Rights. And it's a shame that we can't really do that as much as we could do the creed. You know, it's that important, I think. And that's all I had to say.
All right. Betty, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, okay. Betty, you don't have to be the most articulate person in the world, most articulate, I should say. You got to have a pure heart about this. And you've got to look, the subject that you brought up prior to the break is the alternative media, and we have some real scoundrels out there. I had a meeting, impromptu meeting, with Mike Adams years ago at one of Vinny Finelli's expos, and I had the opportunity. He was teaming up with Alex Jones, and I wanted to get a feel as to what he is doing and how he's going about it. And the distinct impression I got is he needed the exposure, of which he did. He got a lot of exposure going through Alex. And I told him, I said, just watch yourself. Anybody that had business dealings with Alex Jones, it always ends up badly, or nearly always badly. And I said, you're being used. If you think you're going to be using this for exposure and whatever, I said, I get it. I understand it. I'm just simply telling you to watch your back. And lo and behold, the separation happened. But he got something out of that. He got exposure. He got a lot more hits to his website. He got a lot more in product sales. He got his payoff on that. And I don't know, Mark, maybe it's a fault of mine for wanting to not come across like that carny barker, not to be out there using the profile that I have built to make and cash in over it. I'm just astounded when I see this, that they make a cool $250,000, and I know what my fixed expenses are here at this network, and hopefully next month I can chop off another $300-$400. I mean, that's what I'm dealing with here, is literally dollars, not in great quantities, but when I look at this, and I think that, wait a minute, that kind of resource, and I could fund this network for the next 2 decades with that amount of money? I am just flabbergasted.
Yeah, it's unsettling in that sense that it could be, and I'm only saying could be, I don't know all the facts, but it could be a profiteering thing largely, and that it's appealing to people on kind of an evangelical plane. And then you merge in the UFO matters, and you merge in the biblical and geopolitical matters, and the biblical part the biblical part kind of carries it forward. In other words, that's what's the inspirational part.
You get Joseph Smith meets the men from Mars.
Yeah, and so, I mean, when you break it down, again, as I said earlier, you really don't need the deep state, the CIA, the intelligence community, the mass media cartel, and all these elements of what we call the elite New World Order are perfectly capable by themselves of consolidating the global government for which they've laid the foundation. A very strong foundation, but it is beginning to crumble. We need our credibility right now, and I'm worried about primarily credibility. And the I'll say it a thousand times, the burden of proof is on these presenters for these new dimensions of geopolitics to prove their case. Now, they had a number of interesting presentations that had some compelling points to them, mm-hmm. but for every compelling point, there were wrinkles too. Just to give you one quick example, and I mentioned this when I went over the Branson conference yesterday on my Stop the Precious show on RBN yesterday, September 18th. That's on the archive right now. A constitutionalist pastor, Jason Mangum of South Texas, joined me on that show. He's a good, level-headed Christian pastor with a constitutionalist background. He hands out copies of the Constitution at his church services. And he joined me yesterday on my RBN Stop the Precious show, so those that want to listen on the archive can check that out. But as I said on that show, there was all these depictions of aliens visiting the Earth, and in one of them, in the 1980s, I believe it was in modern times, it was a drawing, an artist's rendition, and all these different ships of all these different shapes were shown in artist's renditions. Any photos that were shown were extremely blurry and hard to make out. Mm-hmm. But in one of the artist renditions, it showed a sheriff's department depicted in the drawing as watching a UFO ship remove water from a body of water, like a pond or a small lake. And one of the sheriffs in the drawing had a camera with a big long lens on it. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, where was the sheriff's deputy with that great looking camera? Why are we looking at a drawing? You know, you would think that if you're a sheriff's deputy and you see a unidentified flying object removing water from a pond and it looks otherworldly, and if you have a camera on you, you're going to use the camera,
you
right?
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be snapping away. And granted, things can get lost and sequestered and, you know, destroyed on purpose and all these things. You know, NASA claims they can't find the tapes to the moon landing and all this. I understand things happen and, yeah. you know, underhanded things included. Yeah. But that was one of many wrinkles in this. Well, and I followed it very carefully. I kept a very open mind. I didn't jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
And I still haven't jumped to conclusions on all the different points made. But the main thing is the concern for the credibility of the overall freedom movement.
And Mike Adams'
presentation was the most close to geopolitics being merged with ufology. Yeah. And that's the one that really jumped out
Now do you understand, Mark, why I wanted you on this network? Do you understand my motivation for getting you on this network? Because you do have an open mind. You do pay attention. You take the notes, you do the comparisons, you've got a well-rounded background, you've done a lot of things in your life. And this is why I'm so glad that you went up there. I was sorry that I missed it, but I knew what was coming, and I just needed verification of it, and it proves that my spidey sense was correct. Let me go to Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny.
Good evening, gentlemen, to the lady, Betty.
Yeah.
Who doesn't feel that she's articulate, let me just remind her that Malcolm X only had an eighth grade education. He went and debated the Ivory School's professors and never lost the debate, simply because he had an ability to decipher the truth and had the balls to speak it.
Well, and to that point, Lenny, what happened to Malcolm X?
Well, same thing that happened to Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy, John Lennon, all the rest of the martyrs. But
what I was getting to specifically, he kept an open mind and he kept searching for the truth. Malcolm,
sure did.
Malcolm X changed, and he was no longer serviceable to the Muslim world.
But when he went to Mecca, and they tried to assassinate him in France before he got to Mecca, the French government warned him that he was about to be assassinated. Malcolm said there's no way the Nation of Islam could reach that far to get him, so the assassination plot was bigger than the NOI, if you get what I'm saying.
I understand.
All right? Okay, so anyway, let me just say this. We're coming to the terminal madness of the end times where the covers are being pulled off of everyone who is a hustler and a shyster. And I want to speak to, I saw an article just today where this government said, there wasn't UFO file released, and it wasn't supposed to be declassified. It was declassified by mistake. But, yeah, UFOs are real. Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, since when would you admit that there's something greater than you out there? Lenny, lose all power. It doesn't make any sense.
Lenny, like I said, people that will believe anything, will fall for anything, they're of no use to themselves because they have nothing at the core. They don't have a foundation on which to build.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. Now, I want to say it's up to you what you do with your money as a hustler and how you get it and what – that's up to you. But it tells me everything about you when you claim to be of a certain reason for being here and you're informing the people – and all of a sudden, I see you build a train track around your house. And like a little kid, you get into the train engine and drive it around your house like you're a big kid, Jeff Rentz.
Yeah, well.
That tells me everything I need to know about you.
All right, Lenny, thank you for your call. What are you still
thank
doing? Why the hell are you still in California, by the way?
I'm working on it. Maybe we'll speak off air one day, but I'm working on it.
All right, very good. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
All right.
All right. Let me go to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Good evening, gentlemen. Mark, I wanted to address Judy Wood and this whole space weapon thing that she talks about. I just don't buy it. I've studied Christopher Bolin and all the work done with the thermite being found, and I don't know, I just find her to be a bit of a shill. I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, I'm open-minded. I've looked at everything she's written and read. I just didn't buy any of it. So yeah. I was wondering what you think about that.
Well, she's on my show tomorrow. As far as
I know.
That was a little bit tentative. Well, I think that calling it a like a space weapon, or some people have called it exotic names, is a little inaccurate. What it is she says that free energy was harnessed through some sort of technology and that the evidence speaks to that. Now, I believe after a careful reading of her book, Where Did the Towers Go?, that a lot of the evidence does speak to the use of some degree of exotic weaponry because the missing material is so great. There's so much of those 500,000 ton, 110 story acre per floor towers. So much of the material was gone altogether. No toilets, no sinks, no internal infrastructure. It's as if the material disappeared. And so I do give a degree of credibility, quite a bit of credibility, to her work, in my opinion. Mm. I didn't come by it easily. I read about the other stuff long before I read her stuff. This is not to say that I understand all her research or that I've retained all of it in my mind. And 9/11 is a controversial topic, but it does not involve anything otherworldly. But that's just it. When you tie it in with the UFO matters, and she doesn't do that. I'm doing this myself. They say that pretty much all UFOs, unidentified flying objects, the people at the conference automatically assume that if they're unidentified, they must be from another world.
Exactly.
Well, I contend that much of what we see in the sky that might be mysterious is experimental things that our own government is perfectly capable of doing, having stolen Nikola Tesla's technology, sequestered it, probably developing it at Area 51. And the things that many people believe are otherworldly are, yes, they're unidentified, but I believe they're of this earth. And that would include the development of energy weapons, in my opinion.
All right. Well,
so there you go.
It's going to be your show tomorrow. You're going to do your own interview with her. And I appreciate that. Let me take one more call here. Ken in New York. Hello.
Hi, John. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I'm in the I want to believe corner. And I too feel the same way about these meetings. I prefer to listen to some of the people that never seem to make, you know, the big time. But one of the things that I heard that always impressed me was Bob Lazar. And the reason is he never changed his story at all in 30 years. How do you feel about him? And it wrecked his marriage. He'd shunned publicity. And they tried to wipe his entire life clean, and it seemed like the only thing that saves him is he happened to have a couple of paychecks from Area 51.
I know the name. I cannot think of exactly who that is, John. I have to confess I'm drawing a little bit of a blank. I know the name.
And Mike, you said he was who?
Bob Lazar.
No. Hold on. I'm getting my answer. What? He worked for Lockheed Martin and worked Area 51. Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
And George Knapp was the one that interviewed him, the television anchor, was on Coast to Coast part-time. By the way, Coast to Coast doesn't nearly cover the same kind of stuff that they used to a long time ago.
Well, I wonder
They've been, like, neutered.
I wonder why. Hey, Ken, thanks for your call. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Good night.
We got to wrap this one up. Well, Mark, I appreciate you coming on. Your program airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the name of the program is?
Stop the Presses.
Stop the Presses. Mark Anderson also contributed to AFP, a host on this network. Guys, well, let me put it to you this way, folks. When Mark Anderson speaks, I listen because I know he's a fair guy. I know he wants to ferret out the truth, separate fact from fiction, and be objective about it. As I said, he's a true generalist, and I'm happy to have him on this network. And folks, let me remind you, to keep this thing going, we need your donations. We're True Blue, or Red, White, and Blue, Mom, Chevrolet, Apple Pie, and all that stuff. You've heard this network. You've heard me over the years. We are a well of information that's going to continue to flow as long as we have the cheap operating dollars. I know it's kind of a conundrum. Well, you run that network for only $11,500 a month and you can't come up with that money every month. No, we have struggled. There's no advertising dollars out there. And every damn time I run across an advertiser, Mark, I call them up. They're either dying of a heart attack or they just got divorced and their wife cleaned them out. So look, folks, support the network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, okay? Click on the donate button. That's PayPal. You don't have to have an account with them. We don't turn numbers or credit cards or security codes over to anybody. That stuff is destroyed. Every time you make a donation, that stuff gets thrown away. You make a new donation, we take your information again. Nothing is stored. Your confidence and your safety is the utmost importance here. For those that want to send us a check, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I know a lot of you listen by phone. You don't have internet. You don't have a computer. You got a phone. You can call us at 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Talk to Mikey. Make a donation and keep us on the air. Right, Mark Anderson?
Absolutely. I second that motion.
All right. I third it. We have a third over here. Deal done. All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Motion carried. We'll see you next time, John.
Okay, sir. And thank you all for being here today. I know it was kind of information. I don't like going after other people, but I'm not out to right all the wrongs of the world. But when it starts going wrong in my circles, it's got to be discussed. It makes me happy and it makes me sad as well. All right, that's it. Back with you tomorrow with a Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then. Thanks for being here. We must take America back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.